listening to Off the Record, I'm Brian Wise. I'm at the Forum Theatre in Melbourne with the members of Buick Six.
You chose for this into So Much Trouble in the World, the Bob Marley song. How did that come about, Dave?
Actually, Tom, the manager.
Tom Overby.
Suggested that. And we thought at the time it's, very right for what's happening in the world today. And we definitely consciously took it in a different direction. I don't think it worked. If we went a straight reggae thing like Bob did. So we went completely in a different kind of dark way, and upright bass, and Butch is playing these trashy drums, and just all a great vibe.
And then we sent it to Stuart, and now he was in Nashville. He wasn't at the session with us, and then he laid some really crappy stuff on it first. Then we said, "Don't do that," and then he came up with, of course, the cool Stuart stuff. So
yeah,
you're right, it is kind of very appropriate for these days, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And Lucinda stepped up and just got lost when she was tracking that. Man, at the her kind of ad-libs at the end, she was in it. And it was
we recorded that track at Dave's room. That's the one track where we did Down With The Spirit, and where this next record, Lucinda's record, Ghost of Highway 20, is being tracked. David Bianco.
Buick Six, and you are
listening to
Off the Record.
So, Stuart, you live in Nashville.
Yes, I do.
And you two guys live in LA.
Yeah.
So, how does that all work? I mean, I suppose when
I've got a couple horses, and I get on my wagon, and I just ride for fucking days, and then I finally get there, and I'm kind of, they have to blow the dust off me, and then we rehearse, so it's easy.
I suppose with modern technology, you know, doesn't matter where you live these days, does it?
Yeah.
Send files backwards and forwards.
Yes.
Pony Express. Pony Express even. But you used a whole lot of different studios for this album, didn't you, the latest one? Apart from Dave's room.
You're talking about Buick Six?
That plays well with others.
Yeah, that plays well with others. It was Stuart.
The tracking was all done at my house, and then David had some.
We did a couple tracks at David Sutton's BS Studios.
Already, yes.
And then the one track with Lucinda, that was at a place called Dave's Room, David Bianco, producer, famous hoops.
And he mixed that song, also David Bianco did, So Much Trouble.
The rest of the record was mixed by David Sutton here.
Who did a fine job.
Amazing job.
It's by default because of the budget concerns.
Yeah. And there's also one I think recorded on the road, wasn't there?
Yes. That was a completely one take during a sound check. It's called Soundcheck Jam, and that's exactly what it is.
And that is that's a good idea of how this comes about, because that is exactly how it went down.
No talking.
We just, I don't know who even started it. Probably Stuart. You start with that little
Stuart
loop
and
thing.
Butch, or who
and
knows?
We kind of join in, and our monitor engineer Corey hits record from his monitor.
Corey Ray Stone.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, that's it.
And he hit record, and this one came out really well. And that's what it is, just organic, and that's just us doing what we do. It's nothing. We're not reinventing the wheel. It's only a couple of chords, but it's a vibe. And
is this the sort of thing that's going to continue? Are you planning another album?
Yes. Yeah. We're putting together some ideas, and we'll be doing. We're going to keep moving forward.
Is it
as soon as we have to check with the Krispy Kreme thing? I think is allowed. I think we're completely out of that deal. So there will be another Yeah.
You won't have any trouble from Krispy Kreme trying to, you know, sort of.
Well, they, you know, we continually have to deal with some attorneys, but it's okay.
You know, we should really talk to them if they wanted, like, horses for the road and get, like, the van that you have, maybe two vans or three vans, separate vans.
Well, there is some legal things we have to sign. I don't know. We'll see.
I have to say, Krispy Kreme caused a sensation when they opened in Melbourne and Australia here, you know.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. People lined up around the block to get them.
Well, you're welcome.
And you've been part of it, of their success.
Yes. Well, no, yes. And we are ambassadors for them. And there is just a fine line here legally, but we'll see what happens.
Ask you about Ghosts of Highway 20, which is the new Lucinda Williams album, which is coming out in February, which is in, well, I was going to say it's very close to the old one, but that's to Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone, but that's over a year old now, so there's been a little bit of a gap. Now, just from the title and some of the song titles, I assume this is a more bluesy album? Is that right? No?
I'm going to say it's more psychedelic.
I
mean,
it's hopeful and it's also dark.
Yes, but yes, it's all those things. What would you say?
It's a tough one. It's a lot of the record has to do with Bill Frisell.
Yes.
Who played? It's Bill Frisell and Greg Leese.
You're talking about two great guitarists there, aren't you?
Yes.
David and Butch, Greg and Bill. It was done at the same time. Actually, the session before.
Yeah, actually, before Spirit.
Before
Down
With Spirit Meets the Bone. So we went in for about 6 days, and that's really what this record is. There's maybe a couple extra tracks we did with Val McCallum later. That ends up on this record, but it's that session. It's more, I don't think there's a song less than 6 minutes on this record.
Yeah.
And it's we push record, and it was us in a room, and there's no like background vocals. There's a couple tiny little things, no extra overdubs. It's what we did, really.
And now I get to try and do that all live those of Bill and Val and Greg, so.
Yeah.
I'm
So were you playing with Bill and Greg in the studio as well?
No, I wasn't. So yeah, because they were doing it. They were kind of doing those sessions were happening kind of before the Spirit record. And so, you know, they already had that stuff going, and I kind of got in the mix. I recorded for 6 days on the Spirit record and with Ian McLagan and Greg Leese, myself.
Farragher
and
Pete Thomas.
Yeah. So I was in there with them.
They're the main guys on the Down With The Spirit.
So are you going to do any? Is Lucinda going to do any of the songs from the new album tonight? Or
might do Dust.
Yeah, probably. She'll do a solo version of the title track,
The Ghost.
Ghost of Highway,
which she did yesterday. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
And then there's a good chance we'll do. Dust,
we'll which is
Dust,
the
first track,
the first single,
which is amazing,
and that record comes out beginning of February.
Yeah,
right. So, Stuart, as a guitarist, how hard was it to learn the parts that Bill and Greg play? Because Bill is kind of more into improvisation, isn't he?
He still hasn't learned.
No, it's great. It's great for me because I get to honor those parts and also be myself at the same time. You know, so I just kind of listen to everything, and the chunks that I hear I just go after that, and it could be the flavor of it, but it's not, you know, nothing with Lucinda is ever note for note. We always have our personalities into it, so.
And that's, and this that's, is what she, again, what she I said, what she allows, and allows, she wants us know. To, everybody who's ever been in her band has to have that, you know.
Be able not, to float, you know, across
she
things.
She does not dictate. She'd give you some direction once in a while, but she wants you to play.
Yeah.
There was one song, I've got it written down in my notebook.
Are You Down?
Is that it?
Where you get a wild... We kind of go off on it and yeah, go crazy you, on it.
Where she steps back and let us
psychedelic. Yeah. That's the one.
That's was, from Essence, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
It is, yeah. That was fantastic to see you all playing, because that was really a bit of struck me as being improvisation.
Oh, yeah, it's that way every night.
It's different every night. Yeah. Little, some of the same elements, but we take it, we get to go wherever we go.
Well, listen, guys, I know you're about to do a sound check. It's been fantastic to catch up with you, and congratulations on a great instrumental album.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Look forward to hearing some more from you in the future. And
well, tell people to get us down here. Come on.
Greg, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank Brian, you. Thanks.
Thank you. All the people in the studio audience.
Awesome, thank you.
Song seems wild.